Jubilee Gardens trustees, the Friends of Jubilee Gardens, neighbouring landowners and business, and most importantly, our local community, I welcome you here this morning to commemorate the rejuvenation of Jubilee Gardens. The gardens, of course, that you first opened in your Silver Jubilee year back in 1977. And there's a lovely photograph, which I know you will want to look at in a moment, of that occasion. For you to come again in your Diamond Jubilee is an honour for all of us. But we also see it as a tribute to everyone who has worked so hard in partnership to bring together the various organisations and people that have made this happen. Finding the funding, creating the trust, sorting out the many, many legal problems, such as the rights to the subsoil, even having to go back to Parliament to get a special measure through. Then to get it all completed, despite the rain, in time for your wonderful river pageant and the Olympics and Paralympics. And then, of course, to make the gardens beautiful again after their heavy use by tens of thousands of visitors over the summer. These gardens may be small in comparison with other London open spaces, but they are hugely important in this area, which now hosts some 25 million visits each year, as well as being home to major corporations, leading arts organisations, a university, the London Eye, and our wonderful hospital at St Thomas's, all coming together now under the South Bank Employers Group. But Jubilee Gardens means so much to our local community, from those who have more recently moved here, but especially to the long-standing community, many of whom remember the Second World War, the Festival of Britain, and the campaigns over many years to keep our community together in the building of the Coyne Street area. Your Majesty, welcome back to the South Bank. And if it pleases you, we would love you to unveil the plaque.